Hi Twan, we are in our studio in Wageningen, and you came from the Zutphen area. Did you have a good trip?
It was a pleasure to drive here together with Marianne.
Let's start.
Fascinating technology enables TV, video, AR, VR. We've talked to experts about developments, innovations, and about business. Because let's be honest, without TV, the whole world falls silent. Well, except here in our studio. It's TV Tech Talk with Arjan Koster.
I'm Arjan Koster. Today we're going to talk about a leading document in our industry, the video delivery landscape, or VDL in short. It's the size of one page of paper, and it has all the leading names in the video delivery chain, and it's published by DVTel. And many companies want to be, of course, on this list. So you can imagine that the makers of it are hot, and we have them here. First, it's Twan Hung. He is Chief Information Officer at DVTel, and it's Marianne Borneman who helps him with it. He has worked over more than 20 years in the media and entertainment industry. Let's start. Good that you're with us, Twan.
Thanks for having us.
So what is the VDL for those who don't know?
Well, there are multiple purposes, but the VDL stands for Video Delivery Landscape. And what we're trying to do is to visualize and picture the ecosystem, as we say, of the technology of companies that deliver technologies in this media and entertainment industry.
Okay, so it's a big overview full of logos.
It's a big overview full of logos, exactly.
And how did this all start?
It's funny though, we got triggered by marketing, to be honest, because we've been working for 20 years, right, as a system integrator and reselling technologies. Mm-hmm. And by doing that as a company, we learned that it's very crucial to understand which company and therefore which technology works well with which other, right? So because they don't deliver all end to end. So you have to mix and combine them to make a full functional chain for the video delivery. And so we were keeping this up in our own database, which was really an Excel. Mm-hmm. And then talking with them, we designed the best solution for our customer. And then sometime marketing just told us, why don't you share this knowledge with the whole media industry so that they can also learn from what we've learned without telling the secrets, of course. Because, you know, at some point, you need to keep your trade secret. But that's what we did. We just pulled that Excel up and just showcased that in a full sheet of logos.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I've used it in my past as well. It was very, very, very useful. When did you start with all of this?
That's a very good question. I have to think about it a little, but I think it was around 2016, 2017. And when we started, we were so ambitious and also so boosted with it idea. I think we even launched two or three versions in a year, even in the second year. And then we saw the work coming at us every year. And it was, let's do it once a year.
What are the big changes for this year?
Well, to be honest, there are a few. The categories as how we divide the landscape didn't change. Mm-hmm. We felt for the first time, I think, in 4 years or 5 years that we got that right. Of course, logos change. That's why the landscape is relevant. Companies change. They merge. They disappear or new are coming in that is mentioning worthy. And but I guess one of the biggest changes that we're also looking in how we will find a way to award the companies that is excelling in their area. So that's something we're thinking about setting up. And
that is something for later this year?
Absolutely. We're thinking to launch this year.
I have now this new video landscape 2022 in my hands.
Absolutely.
And if I compare it with last year, the first thing that I see is test automation. There has been a shakeout, it looks like.
It does look like that, doesn't it? But it's rather the same as before. The thing is that we learn more and more in that area, but definitely one of the players stopping their delivery of their product. So that has been a big change in that area. And that was surprisingly, to be honest. Right. It's not one of the smallest company out there, right?
And they stepped out.
And they step out this area, yes.
Yeah, which one is it?
It was Accenture. They bought the S3 test group with the of the solutions, but supposedly they stopped their products and services in this area of the test automation.
I think they had the Storm Test.
Storm Test, yeah, product. that's the product name, yeah.
Okay, and they that disappeared.
Yeah, so we also have to drop them from our landscape, of course. Yeah, you can't buy them anymore.
No. So are the changes in the video processing or video distribution section?
It's, to be honest, it's really a lot to remember. There are a few changes. There are some newcomers in the area of metadata that I've learned this year. For instance, Simply TV. That's a company in the content area. They provide metadata. It's very interesting how they work differently from the old school boys or the bigger corporate.
Uh-huh.
Definitely interesting to follow. And I guess from the video processing and distribution, I would say the biggest change we saw there is that Atem and Anavia, you know, they merged.
Yeah. Well,
they acquired each other. So that's a big change. And it's great to see also the big success of Broadbeak, because they just recently this week announced they're going for IPO. So that's a great success. I really applaud that.
And did you see also changes in the security domain or in backend control?
In the security domain, there are less trends, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're more or less following the opportunity that has been captured by the industry, providing the standard solutions out there. I guess as companies, they are moving towards more services, you know, and also moving to securing outside the media industry, a lot of IoT applications. For backend, I guess main focus would be, again, a lot in the recommendation and content discovery. It's not something new, but more and more focus is getting on there to help the end user basically decide what to watch at the end.
Yeah, and if you go back to security, you mentioned that they are moving also to other sectors.
Yeah.
Is that because the big players like Microsoft and Google are pushing them out with basically almost the free DRM services?
It is not a differentiator anymore. It's still an enabler for a lot of businesses. So for the operator, it's definitely still an enabler to secure their businesses. But yeah, it's definitely no longer a differentiator in this area. Of course, new content, more expensive content like 4K might require more features and functions. But, you know, again, it's more an enabler than a differentiator.
Let's move to the devices corner. Are there changes over there that are important? I see that you have changed the orientation of that corner, but maybe that's not most relevant part.
No. I think we changed that last year already. Since that, we noticed that operators are more talking towards either targeting OTT devices or operator tier devices. There are, of course, always a lot of changes, especially in the devices, because in our industry, devices for media and media playback is so fragmented.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to keep up with. The OTT devices is becoming as strong and as important for the companies to be successful as for the operator tier devices that we are used to.
Yeah.
At this point. I think that's the only trend I would say that we see.
And the OTT device are basically the bring your own
You can
dongle,
say
set a box, whatever.
Bring your own application, basically, even. Yeah, because, you know, some consumers even buy their devices themselves. But yeah, that's how things are going, and which is a strong trend in this area.
And then maybe the last section, the front end. Do you see changes over there?
In the front end area, I would say that at least we noticed this new front-end application technology announced from Metrological. That's nice to see that they have made a framework mm-hmm. where people can develop their application very fast. They call it the Lightning application
yeah.
framework. And that also brings new opportunity It was too new for me to really apply that scenarios and put the new players also in this area. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we already foresee that. There's a few companies that are already certified for it. I guess at least one that we know of. Mm-hmm. But yeah, of course, that would mean that to get on this list, we have a few qualification area. One of them is to be able to at least tell one or two reference cases. So we haven't at them yet because the lack of that. But, you know, you understand with something new, it's very difficult to have reference use cases very fast.
All right. So that is one of the criteria that you use?
That's one of the criteria. Definitely. There's, of course, you should be able to tell me or explain me your company, the products you're offering, and then offer them as a standalone and then have at least two reference use cases to showcase and talk about. Because otherwise, you know, we are doing this for mainly our customers. And when they use this, they really first come to us. At least this is what we think. And ask us the first, I don't know if that is onboarding or qualification questions. Mm-hmm. If we're not able to answer them, then why are we putting them on the list?
We ask every guest to think about three key people from past, present, and future.
Three key people. Whom did you learn the most from? Which colleague inspired you last week? Which person in TV Tech would you like to meet?
So whom did you learn the most from in your professional life?
Arjen, that is a very difficult question. I tend to want to say that I've learned most of our customers, especially the ones that is really asking a lot from us. Mm-hmm. By hitting our head to the wall in challenges, I guess we learn the most out of it. Names doesn't come up, but company names comes up in my head. So
all
that's the thing that I have. So
can you name maybe one or two?
Yeah, a few things, definitely. So the first company that really helped me think differently was Xontic. Mm-hmm. Was part of KPN.
Long time ago.
Very long time ago. And they asked for a delivery of internet via satellite. That was so long time ago.
Even tested that.
Really? Yeah. Well, we made the offer. We won that offer. We deployed that in the Netherlands somewhere, the uplink. Mm-hmm. And that was, I think, Eddie. That was very good organized. That was is very professional guy to work with. And he's very challenging, but that's good. You know, if I feel the pain, I grow myself. The second company that it pops up in my head was Kaive. It's a small operator, mm-hmm. but, you know, they were one of the first in the Netherlands that deployed IPTV. So they started out as a cable company grown into a service provider,
yeah,
and wanted to go into IPTV.
Let's move on. Which colleague made you happy last week?
It was Mariana, by the way. She's sitting next to me. She doesn't know what she does, but she organizes a heck lot of things. So this video delivery landscape, would not have existed without her. So we managed this, you know, the categories based on our blueprint, basically. There's a design blueprint. Mm-hmm. And basically, we always look in these categories to design a platform. We are working with this on a daily basis, so we don't think about it a lot. But every year she triggers us to facilitate us to discuss this on a professional level so that we commit that these logos, these companies are really worth to look at on the landscape.
And I think that people are expecting an update from you year by year.
Absolutely.
Which person in the TV tech would you like to meet in the future?
Yeah, I've been cracking that one up. I don't know, to be honest. I rather would say that I'll be more intrigued to talk to the business people, because tech people usually try to solve the business problems, right? Mm-hmm. And I wonder if the business people would be available to talk to me about the real problems behind the scene. And that's I guess my whole journey, trying to find out what the real problem is that we're solving.
Very relevant, of course.
Absolutely, but I have no actual name on that one. I can mention a few. As inspiration, love to talk to Elon Musk. of course, as everybody is. More relevant in our market, love to talk to Tony Werner from Comcast. I think he would be very inspiring to talk to.
Very nice.
TV Tech Talk.
This is TV, man.
Suppose I'm a startup and I want to enter your list. I want to be visible on the VDL. What do I have to do?
It's very simple. There is not really a threshold. First, contact us. Talk to us. Be open. I think the rest will come itself, especially if you're already a startup that has customers, because that's one of the important qualification we use. You need to have a reference use case.
Do you have companies that do funny things to be on that list?
What do you mean?
Well, do they offer you champagne or?
Not really. I have a nice story though, if you want to know.
Yeah, sure.
So one of the company on this list, when we started out, complained because they don't want to be on the list because, you know, as you know, big companies don't want the misuse and misabuse of their logo, right, which is really understandable. And today they are very happy and very even proud to be on the list.
Okay.
And they have been since the beginning, of course. So that's also nice to know that sometimes you can change people's mind when you provide the perspective.
I can imagine that their customers were astonished when you came out with an update that they were that their main supplier was no longer on the list.
Yeah, that would be interesting. But to be honest, there are kind of more than one audience. So TV operators is not the only audience for this video delivery landscape.
So you spend many hours on it.
Absolutely.
And it's for sure not for world peace, I think. Does it create business for DVTEL?
It basically provide the awareness, but also credibility of DVTEL's knowledge and our ability. So yeah, it's not that people pay to be on the list, but definitely they know if you know these companies, you're on the right track.
Can you tell something about the popularity of this document?
I don't know. I might be biased, but I think it's super great and people are really loving it. I get sometimes a thank you, even emails or even a post on LinkedIn mentioning me with this poster hanging in their office, because they are really making use of it.
Yeah, that is nice. Of
yeah.
course.
So for I think it's a well accepted piece of work.
Are all these companies business partners of DVTEL?
No. We can't work with all of them. That would mean that we have a very big company, which is not. So just to be transparent, DVTEL is an SME. So we do work with a lot of them, to be honest, because we're serving a lot of customers and they have several set up. And that's, I think, the complexity of the game. But we don't work with all of them.
And then maybe last question, where can our listeners find the VDL?
On our website. And also you can find it on LinkedIn and the website is dvtel.com.
Okay, yes. And I think we will add also the link.
That will be great. We will be very podcast. Grateful for that. Thank you.
TV Tech Talk is back in 2 weeks. Thank you, Twan. Do you have any questions or suggestions? Go to our website, tvtechtalk.nl. And thank you for listening and see you next time. And don't forget to make the picture.
Thank you for listening. Feel free to get in touch. You can reach us via tvtechtalk.nl.